track three, and now we come to the news stories. And the first one is still going strong at 107. Teignbridge's oldest resident, a woman from Bishop Stainton, is celebrating her 107th birthday today. Iris Scott, known as Poppy, will be marking the occasion quietly with family and friends visiting throughout the day. She's looking forward to her birthday cake, which will be made by one of her former carers, Rob, and his wife. "I like anything chocolatey," Poppy said, although daughter Kenna Loft said she's also partial to Victoria Sponge. A Cockney by birth, Poppy was born in the East End of London on the 11th of June 1917. She was one of three girls. One of her sisters shares her lifelong genes, and at 104 years old is catching Poppy up in the number of royal family birthday cards they have received. She moved to Dawlish and then Tynmouth in the late 1970s before joining her daughters in Bishop Stainton in the 90s. Poppy puts the secret of her long life down to having lots of interests. "You must have a hobby," she said, "because when you start working on something, you don't want to stop." As a young woman, she was mad about cars. She drove the Bug, a former Bugatti racing car, and the Beezer, a three-wheel BSA. She also played the violin and enjoyed sewing. She always made her own clothes, and despite getting married during the Second World War, when fabric rations were limited, she handcrafted a stunning floor-length white dress for her wedding to her beloved Bob, who sadly died at the age of 51. A vegetarian diet and keeping active are keeping Poppy in tip-top condition. She does exercise therapy twice a week. Poppy had a fall after her birthday last year and broke some ribs. Kenna said Jason from J-Step has been instrumental in getting her back on her feet. Kenna is supported by a team of supportive and kind carers. "The energy they put into keeping her spirits up is incredible," she said. And surrounding the article are several pictures, one of Poppy on her wedding day wearing this beautiful white dress, and another one where she is posing with her beloved Bugatti.
Money down the toilet due to planning delays. Planning issues relating to the building and refurbishment of toilets in Tynmouth have cost the Town Council around £100,000, it was recently revealed. Tynmouth Town Council said it had received planning permission for all five proposed toilet blocks before the end of 22 and had a budget and resources in place to start work in the 23 financial year. However, the Town Council claims a review of the project by Teignbridge District Council delayed the start by over a year. This has resulted in Tynmouth Town Council having to foot the bill for a lost £18,000 Government Changing Places grant, around £75,000 in enabling works costs, and further inflationary costs due to cost rises in the construction industry. Sadly, in January 23, Teignbridge District Council advised the Tynmouth Town Council that the agreement on the toilets project would need to be financially reviewed due to budget constraints at their end, a Tynmouth Town Council spokesman explained. This took the best part of 2023 to complete and resulted in us losing the Change in Places toilet grant. A Teignbridge District Council spokesperson argued that, as part of the Change in Places grant conditions, you had to be able to demonstrate that all projects would be on site by the end of March 24. We understand that Tynmouth weren't able to meet these conditions and therefore were unable to claim the grant. Tynmouth Town Council plans to install Change in Places facilities in the toilets on Lower Brook Street between Lidl and Wetherspoons. Change in Places grants were awarded by the government to enable local authorities to provide sanitary toilet facilities for people with multiple and complex disabilities and who might be accompanied by one or two assistants. However, grants were time limited. Over 250,000 people across the country need personal assistance to use the toilet or change incontinence pads, including people with profound and multiple learning disabilities, spinal injuries, and people living with stroke. Tynmouth Town Council also claims that Teambridge Review resulted in £75,000 of enabling works that Teambridge District Council were going to do being lost, together with a very significant hike in the cost of the whole toilets project due to the construction industry inflation caused by the Teambridge delay. Tynmouth Town Council is hoping to complete its toilets project within the next 2 years. Last month, work began on demolishing the former aquarium to make room for a new toilet block on the Den. Facilities will also be built in the Eastcliff car park and Quay car park, while the Lower Brook Street and Point car park toilets will be refurbished. Elsewhere in Teambridge, 3 new changing place facilities will be completed by the end of this month at Dawlish Warren, Dawlish Lawn and Decoy Park in Newton Abbot. Changing places facilities can vastly improve people's quality of life, allowing disabled people and their assistants to stay out for longer and participate in more activities across the district, said Teambridge councillor and lead member for Property and Assets, David Pallathorpe.
Bid for 14 high-tech smart hubs for town. 14 state-of-the-art high-tech smart hubs could be coming to Newton Abbot. The modern touchscreen hubs provide integrated digital screens as well as access to life-saving defibrillators. A planning application has been submitted by Newton Abbot Town Council for the installation of the hubs at 14 locations around the town centre. The freestanding structures feature a fully accessible interactive tablet along with larger digital display screens on two sides. Benefits of the hubs, which are already in use in Belfast, range from wireless mobile phone charging to local information and maps. Newton Abbot Town Council has teamed up with the Urban Innovation Company to apply to Teambridge planners to introduce the Pulse Smart Hubs, which are thought to be the first in the South West. UIC says it is the only community-first smart street furniture provided in the UK delivering communication, connectivity and life-saving equipment specifically tailored to local areas. The hubs are self-funding through advertising, so there would be no cost to the council and taxpayers. UIC explained, "In essence, the Pulse Smart Hubs are redefining the role of the quintessentially and now largely redundant British payphone or telephone kiosk network to bridge the digital divide to make people better connected and feel safer in their community with integrated digital screens and emergency functionality, including provision of defibrillators." Town Centre Development Manager Sally Henley said she'd been intrigued by the concept and thought they would be a great asset for Newton Abbot. She said, having found out that they were self-funding, the idea of having some in our town centre was even more appealing. I am constantly asked about the availability of defibrillators throughout the town. I know we have a greatly increased number over the last few years, but to have more so centrally located and so visible is something that I know would be wholeheartedly welcomed by the community. And I'm pleased that we have got to the stage of a planning application for them so quickly. It's an exciting project. If approved, the HUDs would be located at sites including Queen Street, Courtney Street, East Street, Market Street, The Avenue, Warborough Street and Cricketfield Road. UIC pays for installation, operation and ongoing maintenance through paid-for advertising on the main screens. The touch screen provides the capability of free access to built-in public access defibrillator, emergency safety button for anyone who is vulnerable, 999 emergency service button, free phone calls with a built-in speaker and receiver, free Wi-Fi, digital wayfinding and mapping, wireless mobile phone charging, hyper-local information on what's on, council services and helplines.